We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachmish and Chaim Yaakov b'Pitachel Shel Leo. We are in Avodah Zarah, Parakei Mishnah Ches. Yein Nesech Asur be'Oser b'Kol Shu. Says the Mishnah, something we know already, Yein Nesech is Asur b'Hana, and it's also Asur b'Kol Shu. Kol Shu means any little bit. It's not nullified in a majority. It's not nullified in 60. Even one drop that falls into a lot of other kosher wine is going to prohibit the entire mixture. Problem is that the Gemara brings the following. The Gemara says, Hama'ara, and I quote, Hama'ara Yein Nesech mitzar tur katan lebor. If you have someone who's pouring Yein Nesech from a small cup into a small can, into a very large cistern of kosher wine, afilu kolayam kulo, even if he pours it all day, he keeps pouring yayin nesach into the cistern, rishon batel. We assume that every drop that falls in is going to be nullified in that majority that's below, and once it's nullified, it becomes like kosher wine, and then you can keep pouring the yayin nesach into that. So how do we understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah here says yayin nesach is not only asur b'hana, but it's not batel, it's asur b'mas. Like chametz is asur b'mashu, any little bit. It's not nullified in 60. It's not nullified in a majority. So here, the Gemara seems to bring a halacha. That's what we call kama batel. Every little bit of yayin nesach that falls in is going to be batel. And yet, the Mishnah here says it's asur b'kol shu. So one explanation is that the case of the Mishnah here is where the yayin nesach is what you're pouring into, which means yayin nesach is not batel because you're pouring kosher wine into yayin nesach. If yayin nesach is in the lower container, let's say, and you're pouring kosher wine into that, the yayin nesach is not going to nullify it, or yayin nesach will not be nullified in the majority, even if I pour a lot in. But if on the bottom is the kosher wine and you're pouring the yayin nesach in drop by drop, that would be acceptable. Also, the difference may be in how you're pouring it in. If you're pouring, if it's drop by drop, maybe it can be nullified. But if you're pouring a lot at a time, so then it won't be nullified even in 60, and that's what it means. It'll be usher b'chol shehu. And others say that we don't paskin like that Gemara, meaning we follow the Gemara may say that it's true that it is kama batel, that each drop of yayin nesach is batel, but we don't follow that. Our Mishnah follows the opinion that yayin nesach is asur b'mashu. Then the Mishnah continues and speaks about the difference between what we call min b'mino, where we have the same species mixing together, and min b'sheino mino, where we have different species. So says the Mishnah, yayin b'yayin u'mayim b'mayim. Let's say you have yayin nesach, which gets mixed up with kosher wine, or mayim b'mayim. Yet say you have wine that was poured, that was poured for Avodah Zarah, that was used somehow for Takrovas Avodah Zarah, and that gets mixed up with kosher, with regular water. Says the Mishnah, b'chol shehu. As we explained before, it's going to be, we're talking about Avodah Zarah, we're talking about yayin nesach, or wine that's for Avodah Zarah. Any little bit will not be nullified, will prohibit the entire mixture. But that's because it's min b'mino, the same species is getting mixed together. Yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin, but let's say you have yayin esech that mixed up with kosher water, or mayim, let's say wine, water that was used for Avodah Zarah gets mixed up with kosher wine. This is min b'she'eno mino, then the Mishnah says b'no sein tam. It prohibits only if it gives a taste into the mixture. So if you have, let's say, a yayin esech falls into this water, the kosher water is fine, but the yayin esech, so if there's a taste of the wine in the water, so then it's going to be prohibited. But if there's no taste of it at all, so then it'll be permitted. Who can you give, let's say we talk about milk and, let's say milk falls into chicken soup, so that's min b'she'eno mino. Those are two completely different things. How would you know whether you can detect taste or not? So you can give it to a non-Jew to taste. You give it to a professional chef who really be able to detect whether there is milk in there or not, and we don't rely on that today. We assume that it's no stain time if it's one in 60, if it's 1 in 59, 1 in 50, 1 in 40, etc. But once you have it, something is batel b'shishim, it means it's a ratio of 1 to 60 or more, 61, 62, etc. So then we assume it's going to be nullified because it is not no same time. That's min b'she'eno mino. But min b'mino, once again, is batel, we say, is going to be oser b'kol shehu, any little bit. Now the Gemara qualifies this mission and says, in fact, kol yisurim shebetorah min b'minan min bein b'minan bein shelo b'minan b'no same time. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that even if you have a case of min b'mino, the same species mixing together, wine, water and water, flour and flour, where one is kosher, one is not kosher, so then even if it's the same min, it's no same time. It's only if you could detect a taste in it. Obviously, if it's min b'mino, you can't ask a chef to taste it because it's the same thing. It's wine, it's flour and flour, it's ready. You won't be able to tell the difference. So that's why we have to, there we definitely need to use the 1 in 60 ratio in order to see if it's batel or not. But in fact, that's true. So why does our Mishnah say it's b'mashehu? Certain things are more strict where we say that they're not batel at all, even in 1,000. Yayin nesech is one of them. Yayin nesech is not batel because yayin nesech is it's used for avodah zarah because of the chumrah of avodah zarah. What else is not batel? Tevel. When you have tevel, which you have produce where trumos and masos was not separated from, if you eat that yichayv misa b'dei shamayim, that is not going to be batel either. Why are we strict over there? So the Gemara has an interesting explanation. The same way, in order to exempt a mixture from which is tevel, all you need to do is take out one. Let's say you have a grain. So the halach is midor rice. If you take out one grain, so then you've already separated truma. That truma goes to the kohen, and the rest of it is no longer tevel. We assume it's supposed to separate 2%. That's midorabbanan, midoraisa, what we call chita achas boteres sakri. The pile can be exempted from trumos and maasos just by taking out one grain. So if that's true when it comes to making it exempt from that trumos and maasos was separated from it, so then we'll say one chita then can make the entire thing tevel as well. So it has to work both ways. And one other point. Although most of these mixtures are batel, we're talking about liquid mixtures are batel. If they're solid, it's batel barov. But liquid mixtures, we say, is batel 1 in 60, or which means benosein tam, as long as it doesn't give a taste. So, but there are certain things where we're more strict, like truma, for example, that falls into chulin is only batel in 100. Chala and bikurim is the same, because they have this, they're also called truma. Arla, the first 3 years of fruit, where they're asa bahana, and kilei hakerem, we have intermingled species that are planted. So those are only batel 1 in 200. Perakei Mishnah Tes. Elu asurin v'osin b'kol shehein. So here the Mishnah is going to list the many things that are asa b'hana, and the Mishnah here says that they're asa b'kol shu, which means that they're not going to be batel. Now the case of the Mishnah primarily are things, we'll see many of them are animals. That's what we call balei chayim are considered chashuvim, and therefore they are not batel. So even though you may have a majority, 1 in 60 doesn't mean anything, because when it comes to animals, it's not, but there's nothing to do with taste mixed when you have something, when they're mixed together in a ta'aroves. So it's not about taste. It would be batel barov, but it's not batel barov. It's not batel at all, because they have their chashuv. Anything that's sold b'minyan, that's sold by the unit, we assume is not going to be nullified. So the Mishnah has a list of isurei hana, and the Mishnah tells us that these are asur b'cholshu. Now, even 1 in 1,000, it will not be batel. First on the list is yayin nesech. Now, this is not exactly the same thing. It's not yayin nesech where I have yayin nesech poured into a wine, a little bit of yayin nesech poured into a mixture of kosher wine. We already discussed that. We know that that's not batel. The case of the Mishnah is we have a chavis, I have a barrel of yayin nesech, and it gets mixed up with 1,000 other barrels, so it's not batel. We don't say, oh, it should be batel barov, 1 in 2. We don't say that because the barrels are devarim hachashuvim, are considered, and they're sold by number, and therefore they're not batel. Avodah zarah, let's say you have an idol, an image. One of them is avodah zarah, the other images are not avodah zarah. You have, amongst them, you know, inside these 1,000 different images, one of them was worshipped. So that's not going to be, that's asur b'hana, and it's not going to be batel. Va'oros levuvin, we mentioned this in the past in the second perek, where they would stick their hand inside a live animal, pull out the heart. So here you have, so you know that, and that was takroves avodah zarah, that was used for avodah zarah, to offer to avodah zarah. So here you have, and you see that there's a hide that clearly had the heart that was yanked out of it. So that's going to be asur, but it gets mixed up with many others. So that's asur b'hana, and it's not batel. V'shor haniskal, shor haniskal is a shor, an ox. It could be any animal that kills a person. So the halachas, you give it skili, you have to stone it. And that ox is asur b'hana. even before you kill it. It's going to be Asra Bahana. And if it gets mixed up with other oxen, you can't identify which is the Shor HaNiskel, so then all of the oxen are going to be prohibited. The Egla Arufa, that's the calf that when you find a body between two cities, you're not sure for which is the closest city. Members of the Sanhedrin go out and they measure. This is discussed in Masechet Sota. And the closest city, end of Parashat Shoftim, the based in the closest city, they go through the Egla Arufa ceremony where they bring this calf that has never been worked down to the Nachal Esan, to a very rocky area, and they break the back of its neck and they say certain psukim. So the Egla Arufa, once you bring it down to this Nachal Esan, to this rocky area, the halacha is into this wadi, so the halacha is that it's Asur Bahana. So that one Egla Arufa, you're not sure which one it is, get mixed up with many other calves, they're all going to be Asur, because the Egla Arufa, because these are animals, they're chashuv, they're not batel, and this is asur b'hana, so it makes everything asur b'hana. V'tzipori mitzora, the two birds that the mitzora takes in for his purification process, the beginning of Parshas Mitzora, one bird is shechted, and there's a carbon, the other is thrown out al pnei hasadeh. So the Mishnah here says, once you shecht that first bird, they both become asur b'hana, and some say no, the bird that is thrown out onto the field does not asur b'hana. After you do what you need to do, you throw it out into the field, so then it becomes mutabana. But the animal that was shechted is asur b'hana. So tzipora mitzora. The birds get mixed up, let's say, with other birds. You know, I can't identify which is tzipora mitzora. It's not batel or barov. It's not going to be batel at all. It won't be nullified because each of their birds, and they therefore have chashivas. Usar nazir, the hair of the nazir. The nazir at the end of his, at the end of the naziris, we've learned already in Seder Nashim that he has to go through the tiglachas hatara process where he shaves the hair on his head and it's put under the pot in the Beis HaMikdash, and so there you have, and it's burnt. So here, let's say a strand of a nazir hair is asur b'hana, gets mixed up with many other hairs. They're all asur b'hana. Upetar chamor, the firstborn donkey, has kedusha. We're supposed to redeem it with the seh, give the seh to the kohen, and that the sheep is the kohen. Now the chamor can be used for whatever you like. You can ride on it, schlep, and it can carry a burden, etc. So let's say, though, you haven't redeemed it yet, so it's asur b'hana. Or let's say, if let's say you didn't redeem it and you break the back of its neck, it's also asur b'hana. That's what the Torah says. Im lo sifteva arafto. If you don't redeem, you have to break the back of its neck, and it's asur b'hana. That animal, that chamor, got mixed up with many other chamorim. You can't identify it. They all are asur, the whole mixture. Ubasu b'chalav. The Torah says lo svashil gidi b'chalev yemo, three times. One is to tell you can't eat milk and meat. One says you can't cook it, and one pasuk is there to teach you that you can't get benefit from it. So let's say you have a piece of meat and it got cooked with milk, so that piece of meat is asur and got mixed up with many other pieces of meat, and you can't identify which is the basar b'chol of meat and which is not. All of those 1,000 pieces of meat are asur b'hana, just like the basar b'chol, because each slices of meat are a chaticha haru'uya lehiskabed, are considered chashuv pieces, assuming it's a chashuv piece of meat, therefore it's not nullified. V'sira mishtalech, this ear, some don't have this girs at all, but this is assuming we read this in the Mishnah. This is the Seir Lazazel that was thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur. So that Seir, mixed up with many other Seirim, is not going to be, that's Asur B'hana, and all the Seirim become Asur in that Tarovis, in that mixture, because you cannot identify that which was the Seir HaMishtalech. V'chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. You have an animal that was not designated as a carbon, so you're not allowed to bring that into the Beis HaMikdash, and yet you did. So that the animal is Asur B'hana now. You shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash when it's not a carbon, so, and that got mixed up with many other animals. You can't identify the one that was shechted in the Azura and the ones that were shechted outside, which are completely kosher. Hare Elu Asurin. All of these are Asur B'hana. The Osun B'kolshein, and they're also, as we said, B'kolshehu, even 1 in 1,000, they're not going to be batel. The Gemara wants to know, why is it that it has to, that the Mishnah has to repeat this again? The Mishnah began by telling me these are Asur B'hana, and they're Asur B'kolshehu. Then the Mishnah concludes with that same statement again. So the answer is to teach us the following. That's which we said many times. The only things that are going to be usur b'kol shehu is those which are davar shebeminyan, the things that are counted, that are sold by unit, that are considered chashuv, the animals that we mentioned, a slice of chashuv piece of meat, etc. But if it's not a davar shebeminyan, so then in fact it will be batel barov.